In Cuba news, another sign of the thaw between Washington and Havana today, the U.S. and Cuba signed an agreement to resume commercial flights between the two nations for the first time in 50 years. The deal was inked at the Hotel Nacional in Havana, and that's where we reach Colin Laverty. He owns and runs Cuba Educational Travel, and I asked him to tell us how Americans currently travel to Cuba.
Traditionally, short of a few that come down through Mexico or the Bahamas, about 95 or 98% come through primarily Miami on charter flights. There's now a couple of flights from both New York and Los Angeles, but the majority come through Miami. Their charter flight, fly to Miami, recheck, and it's been quite the process. And so we'll see how these commercial flights change that flow of people coming to and from the island.
And I know that there's a certain category of people who can fly exempt on the Treasury Department license, journalists and doctors, people of the cloth. Who's traveling typically to Cuba from the U.S., though?
You know, the majority of people coming down are coming down on what they call people-to-people programs that are short-term educational and cultural programs that really any American qualifies for. The only restrictions are you can't come purely for tourism and you have to interact with Cubans while you're here.
So how big is this going to change in terms of numbers? How many flights a week are we looking at now, and what is going to be allowed?
You know, you have about 10 flights a day from the United States right now. The agreement that's being signed today in Havana will allow for 20 flights per day to Havana and then another 10 to other airports across the island. It'll be easier to buy a ticket from a major airline, so I think we'll see more traffic coming.
What are the restrictions, do you think, that are going to stay in place?
You know, it'll still be, you know, by law, Congress would have to get rid of travel restrictions to allow just any American to come down for touristic purposes. So you still have to come on, you know, a tour, to come to a conference. But the Obama administration has really been chipping away at these over the last 3 years, really. And so now there's everything from coming down to attend a concert. The Rolling Stones will be performing here next week. There's medical associations that have their conferences. U.S. companies can organize their annual events. So all of those things are new. You can't just come and lay on the beach, but if you come, you know, within those categories, you can now come down quite easily.
Yeah, I mean, an increase in flights is just bound to have an effect on life overall in Cuba.
The real challenge will be to see what Cuba can handle. There's serious infrastructure challenges here in Cuba. You know, how many flights can the airport handle? There's really not a hotel room to be had across the city now. So can they expand supply in terms of what they're offering? And that'll determine how many people can actually come down and take advantage of this.
Finally, Colin, you mentioned infrastructure. Is Havana's runway going to need updates?
I think less so the runway and more so the actual terminals. Right now, you know, anyone who's been here recently knows the average wait time to get your luggage, if you check a bag, is over 2 hours. There's very limited kind of amenities on either end, both on arrival and departure, and there's some efficiency issues there. So that's one of the things that'll be interesting to see, you know, what these commercial flights, if they can help improve some of the standards there.
Colin Laverty runs Cuba Educational Travel. He's been speaking with me from the Hotel Nacional in Havana. Thanks so much, Colin.
Thank you. Appreciate it.